Bishop Betts, good morning. Right. Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. I'm going to take this opportunity to remove the Khazar, trying to remind ourselves where we're holding, and then move on a little bit. Let's start the Gemara again. Itma, Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Itma, 5 lines down. Itma Birchan Omar Eishoy Mishum Chitzor. Birchan said, Eish, the Chiyuv for Eish, the reason why you're Chai for Eish is Mishum Chitzor. It's considered like Odom HaMadik. Bishlokish Omar Eishoy, the reason why you're Chai is Mishum Mamoinu. Since you didn't look after your property, you're Chai for it. What's an afkimene between the Birchan and Bishlokish? So we saw Rashi. Rashi says that Afkamina is if the Gecheles wasn't yours, the country of Yechon, even if the Gecheles is not yours, you're Chayim. The country is Lachish, if the Gecheles is not yours, you are Potom. Why? Because if it's not yours, it's not a meaning. The last time we saw Tesis, I'm just doing Chazor what we've learned. If there's any others, any sophists, please feel free to interrupt. Last time we saw Tesis, we asked some questions on Rashi. How can you tell me that you're Potom? If it's Memeino, if it's not Memeino, how could you start to see a potter if it's not Memeino? We know plenty of cases where you're Chayim, even if it's not Memeino. Why? You think if somebody can go and light down somebody's haystack, he's not going to be Chayim for the whole haystack because it's not Memeino. You're going to take somebody else's candle and burn down the haystack. Can't be. Or a blacksmith who's banging on the with his hammer and sparks go off and damage the haystack. Are you going to say that the haystack is that the person that lived there, the sparks, he's potter, because he's chayiv. And they said another cash from Kufif Kumoso, from backwards 3-1. Kufif Kumoso, if you have fire raging, somebody comes and tilts the wheat in the direction of the fire, he's also chayiv. So we find that you're chayiv even if it's not yours. The question on Rashi. Rashi said that Rishlok, you said you're potter if it's not yours, how can that be? That was the cash of Tesis. Therefore, Tesis disagrees with Rashi, and Tesis says, no, even if it's not yours, you're chayim. That's not the nafkamina. Even if it's not yours, you're chayim. Yishlokish holds, you're always chayim. Even if it's not yours, just the reason why you're chayim is we treat it like your money. Just like if somebody digs a pit and an animal falls in, we say, the Balabar is chayiv, even though it's not his bit, because we treat it like his money. We expect you to look after it. And so too, if somebody lights a fire, takes a fire, and burns down somebody's haystack, the reason why he's chayiv is we treat this fire as if it was his, and therefore he's chayiv to pay. That's what Rishlok said. Rehman says, no, we treat the fire as if it was your arrow. And therefore, not only do you have to pay stam, you also have to pay for Nezek Ripetar, Chevis, and to pay for all those things to be treated like Jared.
And like other Ramas.
Like other Ramas, yeah. So, if he tastes, Machloik and Jabir, Mishlokish is not talking about when it's not yours, it is yours. And enough community is whether you're Chayim, Dalit, whether you're Chayim, Dalit. Yeah.
It's easier to understand. That's what's true.
Why?
Because again, like the blacksmith is for Shaya, creating this dangerous situation for the sparks are after, not mine.
Right, that's what they said about it. Everybody can just be mafkids with his money and burn down somebody else's taste, that can't be, right? So we said to answer Rashi, we answered that there's a difference where the fire started from. If he started in his own shoes, he wasn't pishing, lighting the fire. And then the fire spread. So all his pshia was in not doing something. Then Rashi says you can't be chayv unless it's yours. If he actively went and damaged somebody else's property, then you'll be chayv even if it is not your fire. So answer the question, because if somebody goes and mafke his fire and then goes and lights down somebody's godish, so he's chayv because he was b'shei in that lokim. If he's b'shei in that lokim, b'shei in the actual kindling of the fire, then it'd be chayiv. Now, only a chiddush of Eish Mishmamayna, we say you're not chayiv, meaning you're not chayev. If it's not your money, according to Rashi, in Tumah HaKlitz, where you need to be ownership. Ownership, you won't be shared. The only reason why you should be chayev is what you didn't look after your stuff, that you only chayev of it's
you. There's no walls surrounding your property.
Right.
But you're not Peshaya, it's by the fire, just your Peshaya that you didn't watch.
Right. Right.
That's still there's no mice in
that. There needs to be your property. But if you would be sharing the mice and your actual all of what you did, then it'd be chayim even stuff. Okay, we're doing a little bit because I'm not going to place it just to anchor down these sentences we had. Right?
So what's that last point?
So we mentioned Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. What's not mentioned? Reuven and Shlokish. Now Rashi holds secondary Shlokish. It has to be yours, and if it's not yours, you're potter. And Tosfos said, no, I've got three kashas. Even if it's not yours, you're going to be chayav. We said Rashi answered Tosfos' kashas by differentiating between where the fire was lit. If the fire was lit in his own rishus, so you had the right to light the fire. And the only reason why he was be chayav after because he didn't look after the fire spread. That has to be yours. So it's only mechayav to look after your things. If it's not your things, you're going to be potter. In the case of Tosfos, Rashi agrees that if you would light it on the outside rishus, so you're pesheim that blocker, not badly use it. You're pesheim the actual blocker. That's my thing. Rashi says what each rishus hits on. If you are giving mask him, get it. Okay. We want to hear from you. If there's any artists, please do. But this sugya is not the most easiest or sugya. And the answer will get there. So now the Gemara asks, if Yish Lakish might have it on with Rabbi Yechman, why did Yish Lakish not hold Rabbi Yechman for a of Adal if about 7 months down? Yish Lakish might have it on with Rabbi Yechman. Why did Yish Lakish not hold Rabbi Yechman? Chitzov goes from his koyach. You can't compare this to chitz. It's like you said to Rabbi Yochanan, you're comparing it to an arrow goes because somebody put effort in it. Here, there's no effort invested in this fire, it just goes naturally. So that's not compared to Odom HaMazik, it's not compared to Chitzov. And if Yerichon, my time, I'm not like Yishlok. He's writing, if Yerichon, or like Yishlok, he's, Omelecho, Memoino is be Mamosho, or less be Mamosho. Memoino, you want to compare it to money? Money has got Mamoshes. This doesn't have Mamoshes. Right? Memoino is be Mamosho, high, less be Mamosho. You can't compare it to Molin HaMazik. Don't compare it to an ox that damages. Because an ox that damages, there's a mamoshes there. That's considered mowing. I think in fire is no mamoshes. No mamoshes in the fire. And therefore, you can't call it odom hamad. Can't call it mowing hamad. But no mamoshes. Can't call it mowing hamad. Right? So that's what the Gemara says. That's where we hold. So there's that over here. Because what does Rabbi Yechon say is, can't be Mamon HaMazik, because it doesn't have Mamoshes. So what is it? Kitzim, right? Now, as far as we know from the last week, Kitzim also have Mamoshes, right? Arrows also have Mamoshes. Yeah, missiles have Mamoshes. So why is it better for me? Why is it say, oh, it can't be Mamon has the Mamoshes. So you know why it's going to be compared to an arrow? Now it also has Mamoshes. So why are you happier to compare it to an arrow more than to compare it to the mom?
Mamoshes.
Cool. Rabbi says, I'm not sure if I should compare it to Chitzov, his arrow, or his mom. Yishlokish says it's his mom. Says Rabbi Yechon, I don't want to hold that Yishlokish because mom has to have something tangible. So I'm not going to compare it. I'm not going to consider it mommy. I'm going to consider a chitzov instead. A chitzov also has mamoshes. So why is he happier to compare it to chitzov than to compare it to mommy? Both of them have the same chesaron. Both of them don't have any mamoshes. So why is that one better than this one?
The only
in relation to the force that the original force that was given time the arrow was released. But it doesn't use arrows in relation to its physical mass. I'm not sure it uses in relation to the force, but the originating force. That's the parallel. The use of it is slightly confusing. Not actually the
arrows. Very good, Bianca. I want to come back to your answer. To be sure, I was trying to say something.
Are we allowed to say
that's what we want.
Today, you
want to
the book.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, I can't say that. No, but is that going to help us anyway? Because at the moment we're saying if you have it doesn't hold a moshes because it doesn't have a moshe.
Okay,
it does hold a kitzov, even though it doesn't have a moshe. It's a problem. So if you actually answer something very, very good, very good. When we say ish mishum kitzov, we don't mean that it is a missile, rather it means it's the odom hamazik. It's the person that shot out. That's what I mean.
Right.
The person shot it out. Just like when you shoot an arrow, it's the person that does it. And that's what the chiyuv is. So too, by Eish, the reason why Chaim is because it's the person that did it. Not the actual fact that it's an arrow. It's a very good thought. That's probably the Pashtus. Well, see, Tais didn't none of them, but it's a very good thought. So. Yeah, you're
good. Yeah, and then force is also something that is no one watches. Course.
Yeah, but he's saying it's the person. It means it's all the mamazik. That's how it happens. Kitzel just means it's all the mamazik. All the mamazik. Okay, the person did the pura, of course, it's kind. I'm saying you can say it's momoin. Momoin is no mamosh. That's the mahalach ben time. Okay? So if Yerichon doesn't want to hold over Ishtokish, because how can you say it's momoin? Momoin's got mamoshes. This doesn't have mamoshes. So we're going to see now. Tesis. Mamone is be mamosha. It's the last tesis in the narrow lines. Mamone is be mamosha. Afal gab the boy. Let's be mamosha. Freak takes that cash. Big thing to the cash, boy, you also don't know my mushrooms. So I'm a Toyota, I'm a little bit of a toy. The toy is my boy. If I'm not mistaken, I heard my career apologies that this question, I mean, from behind the scenes, and that this question was asked by Rabdovich to his famous son. And when we first opened the circuit, that by boy, you can deny everyone, but I heard it from the ADM, that by boy, that. Well, we learned the sukkahs of boy, then boy, what's a human boy, a bigger boy? And then there's heaven. Animal falls in, suffocates from the air, foul air. So where's the mamoshes there? It's heaven. And no mamoshes there, and yet you're chayiv. So what's the problem to say compared to mamoy? The age should be like mamoy. What's your problem? Because don't have mamoshes. So it's like boy. Boy, we never told you to be chayiv. So it should be chayiv. Right, Avraham the boy, let's be a mosha. Shechai also, Shechai, the toyo, the hamloi, the lelechato, the toyo is my chai boy for heaven. Not for chavot, if it's chavot, we can understand. It's chavot, it's got mamoshes. It's black, it landed on the ground. But you're not, you're chai because of heaven, and heaven is no mamoshes.
It's the chavot, you say it's falling, but it wasn't with that.
Well, it's the impact, of course, the death. Right. If it wouldn't have impacted, it wouldn't have died. It's the impact. That's badly mamoshed. You're right. It's only going to, this mamoshed can only damage because of the falling with it. It's true. But the damage, the thing at the bottom is the injury. The hevel is not mamoshed. Mikol Mokim says, places, that's the casual places. You come back home, when my noy can a chitzov. She doubt your name of all a hazik is be mamoshes. So it says, even though you can't compare it, it's true by boy you find such a thing, but in this type of fire, this type of moment that moves, And down to never as it moves, then we only find things that is Bema Moshes. Something that moves, we only find the Yechai if it's not Moshes. If it's still like a boy, and probably even if it doesn't have a Moshes, you'll be fine for the moment. But something which is moving, like a show, which moves and damages, right? Those, you're only chayvim for your mom, if it's not your mom, you're not. Afghan debates. So if you want, you could say, okay, let's move on. If you don't want, we could work out what else is going on. What does this mean? I've got kasha, momoin has mamoshes. You're saying momoin has their mamoshes, you see my boy doesn't. Yeah. But boy, they stay still. That doesn't look to mamoshes. If it moves, has their mamoshes. What's the difference? What's the difference if it moves, if it stays still? What's the difference between the two? Why, if it moves, it needs to have a moshes? If it doesn't move, it doesn't have to.
One has to, you have to guard, protect from something that moves. Whereas a boar, it's either a boar or it's not one. And you protect a boar by not making it too boring anymore, by covering it up or filling it, and then it's no longer a boar.
Yeah.
But it's.
That's not the question. We have a question.
But one has to do that. One has to do that. This is something that is innately a damaging thing. It's a damaging force.
What is this? Don't say this. What's this?
The boar.
The boar.
Okay. Whereas the animal or fire in itself is not damaged. It's not damaged unless it moves to where it's going to cause the damage.
Very good. Very good. That means. About the taste of the mask, Rabbi Yochanan mask, if you created something which is a hazard, of course you're chayav. That's not a question. You created this hevel, it's a hazard. You're chayav. It doesn't need to be mamosh. But here you want to be mechadish. Well, I lit my fire, not doing any damage. But the fire then moves and moves and moves. So I didn't look after the fire. You want to be mechayav if you're not looking after something, that's only if it's yours. Only if it can be considered something like mamoshes, right? Then you can say, oh, you should have looked after it. Like, where do we find you have to look after something? I understand if you create the mazik, a chayv, the damage that you do. Where do we find in the Torah that you're chayv for not looking after something? That we find by show. You have a property in show, you should have looked after and it went and damaged. There's nothing wrong with the show. You can have a show. You didn't look after it. Okay, there it's got mamoshes. It's something physically you can grab hold of and tie down. There we can understand your chayv. Seeing an ash which moves and there's nothing physical to tie it down. You want to be mechayv because I didn't look after that. No, we don't have a makor, we don't have a source in the Torah to say should be chayv for something.
You can't stop an ash though by either extinguishing it or you create a fire line.
So the reason why it's chayv is because you didn't look after it's fire. Didn't look after his fire, not because of what he did, or he didn't do.
But he did, right?
So you need to find a source in the Torah for such a thing. Now we find Shoi, let's say. Shoi, he should have looked after his Shoi. Okay, then it's Mamoshe. There's something to tie down, something to anchor down. That's why you're going to be a fire. Change it, Ish, where there's nothing tangible, there's no Mamoshe. There's a Vichon, you can't be Chayyab for that case. So very good, that's the Chiluk. Let's see again in Tosis. Apal gav debo, let's be Mamoshe. Shechayim etoyer on the ham, lo yivulei lechavoto, the Torah said yechayim for hebel, and on for chavoto. Nikomo koim, memoinoi, ke'en chitzo. Memoin, which is similar to chitzo, shedak, yilei lechola hazik. There, in the Torah, everything is ispe mamoshes, and fire doesn't have mamoshes. Inami, that's the first set. Inami, second set. Bori nami, Moshim is be mamoshes. A boy also is considered it does have mamoshes. You thought a boy doesn't have because the heaven doesn't have any mamoshes. It's not true. A boy does have mamoshes. Why? That he did create a boy by digging the pit, mishtane mamoshes shel karka. By digging the pit, you changed in the physical aspect of the ground. You changed the topology, whatever it's called. And it became a cavity.
And that's called mamashas. The heaven itself might not be mamashas, but you created some physical change to make that cholo. And therefore, you're going to me, that's called mamashas. Aval mokim hiluch shal heves eignoi mishtane mimashusoi. But when the fire goes, nothing changes. And shenas adoyle v'soyif, the ground doesn't change as the fire travels. There's no change at all in the physical ground. It just gets burned up. And therefore, it's called Ember Mamosh. So the first lesson of Tetzu was saying, you're right, but it doesn't have Mamosh. But Aish is different because Aish is going. In going, it needs to have Mamosh. Second term is, no, even by going, there's Mamosh. Not in the heaven itself doesn't. But how did you get the heaven? Making a change in the ground. You make a change in the ground. So then you get your heaven. That's called Mamosh. I'm lighting a fire, there's no change whatsoever. It's just possible a physical, a non-physical fire force moving, and therefore you are can't be chai within moment. You have any reaction asking to the tutorium?
Yeah.
First there it is that though it doesn't have a motion, it doesn't matter because it's got what you did, like I'm sure I said you made it. The second territory is that boy does have mamashas. Where's the mamashas to the boy? The fact that you dug it out. When you dug it out, consider that you made mamashas, and therefore anything that came with it is also called mamashas.
Making the fire doesn't.
Right.
Doesn't. It's just,
there's no change.
There's no change in the ground, but there is still change in what you burn to. You have a piece of wood that becomes coal.
And then the fire moves on.
Right, and it leaves a trail of charred.
Charred ground. It burns the ground. That's it. It's all the, well, the fire does. But what did I do? I didn't do that. Right, okay. It says, Tosis, right. Now here comes the Geshmack about Tosis. I'm talking about big Tosis. Less than Mamosha. Mammon also doesn't have Mamosha. You can have a case of Mammon that doesn't have Mamosha. Great, so you are shall become fey and British milk. Remember, so with the Ruach and fey, you have chickens that flap their wings. What's that cause? Air. Right,
moving air,
which causes damage to some glass things, and yochai to ikelas sumchus nezik shalim sumchus edichai nezik shalim. So you see, even in my mamoshes, yochai. Fantastic question, David. Let's go for the question of the Gemara Tosis first. In Toima, Mamoshe, also you can have, there's no Mamoshe, it's Kigoy. Kigoy, Mamoshe, please. You're going to show you it's Peruach, so we can fear and British Pilkin. If the chickens flap their wings, then because of that, this Ruach that flies off and damages things, your Chaye becomes a Sunkos Nezek Sholeh. So you see, even though there's no mamoshes, you're chayim. Tagging and tell me about mom, you need mamoshes. You see, clearly not like that. The Gemara says, Tanagoyim, Shem Afrikh, and the Gemara, you design them at base. Tanagoyim, Shem Afrikh, Mokam, Shivakim, Rechapim, Shem Nizam, Ruach, Shem Afrikh, if they bring something through the wind, then you pay Chati Nezek, and Tsumcha says Nezek Sholeim. So you see, you pay Nezek Sholeim on Ruach. So why do you blame on Sunkos? You got the same question from the Haramim. You pay Chatzin Ezek.
Except, you know, by
Eish,
that you pay
Omnes,
if not
Chatzin Ezek. Okay, but the point is, you want to say, even though there's no Mamoshes, it's still Chayim. So you got cash from everyone. Why are you blaming on Sunkos? Right, some results in the country. So, there should be two terutzim for that. One terutz I've seen, one terutz I haven't seen. One terutz which I haven't seen, but it's not how we learned. I'll be very shown him. Do you remember we had the shaila by
chatzi nezek tzuris? Why you chayv? Is it nezek shalim that's cut down to half, or is it zero that got put up to half? Okay. Remember that machlokes? Yeah. Rosh said there was nezek shalim went down to half, right?
In the rift wall.
And there was some was the hell there was plume that went down to half. So based on our model, would somebody like to suggest an answer? We ask him why he's blaming on Sun, because blame on the Chachamim. Chachamim say you have to pay Chatzi Nezek, even though there's only Ruach, there's no Mamoshes. The reason I've done what I said, maybe we could have an answer. If really you're not meant to pay anything, you just put up to 50, so then you're on a ride, because maybe Bemet. You're not chayiv. It's not Allah from which you see now. You're chayiv with such a thing. Nobody says momoy. It's not Allah from which you see now. So these guys of Tosfos that if we want to ask on the Chachamim, it's only a kasha. It really turned to be an eviction. It got down, cut down to half. So then we have a kasha. It's why blame on some because we have a kasha also on the Chachamim. So that could have been a teretz. Could have been a teretz. Chayisa, we pass in Rosh is clearly that it's a whole going down to half. So. Let's not go that way. So we have to now think of an answer that will be good according to the Rosh. Why does this blame on Sumchus and not on the Chacham? And he's very geschmacketeret. Why come to Sumchus? Why come to Chacham do you pay a Chatzin Nezek? Why not Nezek Shalom?
This is
Zeir?
No, it's...
Why did we get down from 100 to 50? There is, oh yeah, what's that one? That's source,
it's red, yeah, but it's a type of, it's, actually, why do you have to say why?
I want to know, what's the game there? Why did Chazal say, why did Halakha Mishmishinai say, that for certain regals you pay Nezek Shalim and certain other regals Chatzin Nezek, what's the game there? When do you pay Nezek Shalim?
So, you know,
oh, not Kerif Kerichoy, Kerichoy, Kerichoy. If it's Kufo, you pay Nezek Shalim. If it's Kerichoy, you pay Chatzin Nezek. So the reason why it's Chatzin Nezek is because it's Kerichoy. That means we're connecting it back to the animal, the chicken, just saying, since they're in Kerichoy, it's Chatzin Nezek. If so, and you don't have any kasha that doesn't have mamoshes. It does have mamoshes. What's the mamoshes here? It's the chicken. Why aren't you paying Chatzin Nezek? Why not paying Nezek Shalim? Because it's not the air, it's the chicken. It's the koichoy of the chicken. It's the koichoy of the chicken that damaged this. And the chicken has got mamoshes. So of course you're going to have to, you have to pay. So according to Sumchos, according to Abomon, we don't have a kasha, but you should have, how can you be chayiv? There's no mamoshes. Mamoshes. Why am I chayiv Chatzin Nezek? Because it's the chicken that did it. It's not direct, it's koichabir, it's a chicken. So what should I have looked after? The chicken. So of course I'm chayim. That's the moment, that's the goof, that's mamoshes. And Shaykin, according to some of us, says, chayim nezik shalim. Now why does he say chayim nezik shalim? He could say, because he also chayim for that, for the rach. Not because of koichabir on the chicken, because he holds. Then there's no difference between the kirk and the thing. So you're chayv for the ruach as well. You could have said, in Sukkos is the mocking to say that the reason why you're chayv is because the wind is what broke it. And that's what you're chayv for. You're chayv for the wind that was generated. You should have looked after the wind. Yeah? That's what you would have thought. Chayv nezek shalim. Why chayv nezek shalim? Because it's the wind. You're chayv to pay for that wind. So even though there's no mamoshes, you're chayv to pay for it. So that's why he said it's cash. What's good? It's not good. Can't deny fact. The chicken's over there. The key break over. It created some wind, right?
So the wind is generated by.
I think you're saying. Well, Dave's going to say in a minute, but at least there's a half a minute before we understand the question. The question was. If you pay Chatzin Nezek, then it's poshut is because of the chicken. There's nothing to talk about. So, of course, that's mamosh. If you pay Nezek Shalim, there is a mockum to say the reason why Yechayv is not because of the chicken. The reason why Yechayv is to the wind that was generated by the chicken.
And that wind is something you should have looked after, and that's what you're chayav for. Gemashalom, no.
Well, what's the Gemashalom? We'll see. But that's it. It's Gasha. You see, there's mamasha. There's no mamasha in your chayav.
You say that the wind, that rock is connected to the stuff?
Yeshloima. This is, I think, what David wants to say. Yeshloima. Tibikur, mikomak, and guf, and mamo, and shemposha boy, is be mamasha. I think the terrors of taste is. This is what that says. I think what's the pshat in Sunkus? Sunkus not saying you're chayv for the avir. Sunkus says you're chayv for the koyach of the tanugel. That's what you're chayv. You should have looked after the tanugel to stop him from making that koyach. So miguv hamom and shep posha boy, the guv of the long which you are posha boy, is pei mamosha. There's mamoshes. Sheyesh loy nishmoy memoy loy. He should have looked after his mama. What's his mama's chicken? Shiloh yazik. They shouldn't have caused damage. Loi beruach. Loi bishum dava. Not with the ruach, not with anything else. So I should have looked after the source of all the evil. The chicken is the thing that's a problem. The it's going to generate the koyach. And for that, you should have looked after. And that's why you're going to be chayim for the chicken.
Is the ruach from the chicken's wings considered not swirls then? No longer
swirls. Sumpus. Sumpus holds your chayim for tzuris.
Right, so we're still in
Sumpus. Yeah, your chayim for tzuris. That means you should have looked after your chicken to prevent it from generating the wrong. So we could have thought, and so this is a thought, that the question was the wind itself is what your chayim for. So no, I'm chayim for tzuris to look after the chicken to prevent it from generating any wind. Anytime there's mamoshes to start off with, you're going to be chayim with, because you should have looked after that mamoshes.
So in a simple, classical case of swirls, where like the shore or the goat or something is walking along and steps on pebbles and shoots pebbles up, Simcha's walls that he'd be chayim because he's not watching after his animal.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yeah. The original sugya we had discussing this.
Your design of this, yeah.
Because we're home, because we're good, and there is no real source to be in anything that generates by the animal.
Yes, you could say kufa means that anything which comes because of the animal is treated the same liability as the animal. Now we're saying the reason why you're chayev. Is not because you were expected to look after the thing that the animal generated, rather because you should have prevented the animal from starting it. So what Stace is telling us, and here we have to think a little bit, in fact, on every stage of the stage, you have to think. What Stace is telling us? In order, when Gerdon said that you're not chayv for ish, no mamoshes, even though we find elsewhere that you could be chayv, even though it doesn't look like there's any mamoshes, no, but go back to the stage. Was there something physical that you could have prevented? And the chicken, there was a physical thing you could have prevented, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for anything that happens afterwards. So if there's anything you could have looked after physically to prevent, I call you, you'll be chayiv. So anytime you're going to be what or din bomin contribution, is when there was never anything physical to start off with. Never anything physical to start. Yeah? The question is, if so, by H. Is there any physical thing to look after?
Well, there's a person who bites the actual the atom who strikes the match or flint or whatever it is that started the fire.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing. But he has wishes to do it.
Is there anything else? Is there anything else to look after? Is there any physical?
No.
There's a gachelis. You've got this physical gachelis to look after. So what's the difference now between the tanugel generating a wind, we say, oh, that's the mamoshes, because you should have looked after the tanugel, to the gacheles generating the shalheves, we say, no, that's called imba mamoshes. That's quite exactly the same. You have a gacheles that generates a shalheves, and you have a chicken generating a wind, generating ruach. We say, regarding the chicken, regarding the ruach, yish by mamoshes. Why? Because don't look at the ruach, look what generated it. That's called Ishbem Moshe. Regarding the Shalheves,
God is an MS. Then we say, hey, Mama Moshe's wine. Go back to stage, it came from a Gacheres. Gacheres, Yesh Mama Moshe's. So why is that not called Yesh Mama Moshe's? Yeah, the Kashi Shimon. This is saying it. So Tamagurian with the Ruah is called Yesh Mama Moshe's. Because now from the Ruah doesn't, but it was generated from a chicken, you could have looked after the chicken. And Eish al Hemes, which was generated from Gacheres, there it's considered a mamosh. Why? Because the Shalev itself is no mamosh. They come from the Gacheres, and Gacheres did have mamosh. So why can't you be chai? Because the Gacheres is mamosh.
But in the beginning of the first premise, and there seems to be some strong distinction being made between the palace and the fire.
We that's how we learned till now. Now we have a question from Tarnagel.
Except the Tarnagel itself also can cause damage without making the wind. And because he still has to watch out for that Tarnagel because it can dance and skip and kick and whatever and break things on its own. Whereas Kohelis in of itself isn't going to be like the Tarnagel that causes damage. So there's no starting point of watching out for it.
Very good, Rav Shai. Guns good. Says Rav Shai, it's going to be an answer to answer Rashi, not Tais doesn't go. You want to say that the difference. In the Tanagur, the Tanagur is a mazik. Tanagur can cause damage itself. So you've got to look after your Tanagur. So you have to look after Tanagur before you. It's an also the Ruach that comes off. But the Gecheles itself is harmless. Gecheles is harmless. It's the fire that goes afterwards that goes. That. What's the mazik? It's only the shalavis. That doesn't have mamoshes. And for that, you wouldn't be chayav.
We say bechal,
yeah, a little bechal. Yeah, the yerushos, which if the fire wouldn't spread, it would burn that area.
It would burn out.
But it would burn out.
It's a tarnagol.
No, tarnagol, the definition is a mazik. It itself is a mazik. You can jump on things. It itself is a mazik. You've got an obligation to look after dangerous items. This itself is a mazik. Gecheles is not dangerous. A lichachel is not dangerous. A lichachel, it's the fire that generates it from it. It's like the ruach. There's a difference between the tanagur, which you're saying, you're right. If the tanagur wouldn't move, it wouldn't be it. But if it wouldn't move, it was it itself that was damaged. It wasn't a secondary force. It itself is a dangerous thing. How do I know? If it would move, it would jump on something. This gacheles can't move. So it will never move. So in which way can we say, okay, you've got dangerous gacheles? My gacheles is not dangerous. It's not dangerous. It's not a mazin. What will be is there'll be another force which will be generated from it. That doesn't have a mosh. Instead, I'm sure that's the chiluk between Tarnagol and Taisis says you're meant to look after your Tarnagol and the melee of Yechayev also for the Avir, for the Ruach. Yes, because there is the Tarnagol here who itself could cause damage. It's got potential damage, it's itself. So for that, you're Yechayev to look after it, and therefore it's got Mamoshes, and anything which generated from that thing would be called a extension of the thing that you should have looked after. Hashem came, the Gecheles, the physical Gecheles itself, isn't a mazik. Not a mazik. It itself counts. Well, somebody could pick it up and throw it. But
then he's not a mazik.
We're talking about a case of the Gecheles as it is nothing. It's a fire that's going to be generated from it. That mazik, that shame mazik, doesn't have a mazik. That would be a very good third. The answer was we'll in Rashi. In Muhammad. Yeah, Tommy, you must make this chat. There's a chilo. How much are you looking at? Chiluk between if the item itself, which you're meant to look after, the physical item you're meant to look after, has a curse to cause damage. So then you should have looked after that. Then any curse that generated from the item is all considered back after the thing you should have looked after. Hashenkin, if you've got something, the physical item can't cause any damage. It's only the curse that can cause damage from it. And that curse, so what should I have looked after? The curse that and off, that doesn't have much. Yeah, good text. But we'll see. This doesn't see it.
V'yesh loyma, let's go over the Tev. V'yesh loyma, the mikol mokim guf ha'momin shef poshavoy. Now we read the word in it. Sure, it reads very nicely. Guf ha'momin shef poshavoy. He was negligent on the chicken, and that is bein ha'moshes. Shehoyon sheyesh loy nishmoy me'moyno. He should have looked after his money. Shelo yazik loy beruach. Right, it shouldn't have damaged, not with its ruach or itself, or with any other thing. Since there's a number, in shum momoin, there's no such thing as momoin that you hired for, that didn't have some mamoshin that you should have looked after. Avo, yesh chetz she'en be mamoshes, you go in shiva kli beruach piv, Yesh ish she'ein boi mamoshes kegoin shalheves b'loi gelet. There's doses. Reb Yechon says, ish is doima to chetz. It's not doima to moin. Because every moin has mamoshes. But ish is doima to chetz. Because these two things, ish and chetz, can have an ability that they've got no mamoshes whatsoever. Ish is possible to have a shalheves without a gelet. If Marvin Beitzer is around Beitzer, because the Amin was saying Beitzer, very rare. It's possible to have a Shalheves without Yacheves. I don't know, one potassium that you can put with water catches flame, but the Grand Mishnah of Net says it's the case.
Likely.
It's possible to have Shalheves without Yacheves. That's what Tosafot wants to answer this question. Why did we say about chicken, yachayim, for the koyichoy? Because of chicken. But it's possible to have shalheves without a gacheles. And therefore, said Rabbi Yechon, how can you say ish yachayim? Because of momoyim, the ish is the shalheves. And shalheves, it's possible to have shalheves without having a gacheles. And therefore, it's not comparable to momoyim. It is comparable to chit. Why is it comparable to chetz? Because it's possible to have chetz without a guf. It's possible to have a chetz that has no mamoshes. Where's the chetz that doesn't have mamoshes? Remember, I asked you that at the beginning of Shir, and Rabbi Yaakov said a different terrorist, but this is a different one now. So chetz is possible to have chetz without mamoshes. If a person spits, that spit that goes out is not considered rough, he blows at something, the wind, maybe I'm spitting, he blows at something. If he blows at something and breaks the thing with his blowing, the blowing has no mamoshes. Therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, I want to compare it to chetz. Eish and chetz are very similar. They're the only two things it's possible to have a damager without any mamoshes. Okay, the eish, it's shayach to have shalevis without gacheles. Like I'm sure suggesting if lightning comes and lights some straw, no gacheles, straw now gets off, takes off. It's possible to have gacheles without, it's possible to have shalheves without gacheles. Yeah, well, if you want to go back to Rashi, Parshas Vayishev, what did it say there? They were very worried at the beginning of Rashi that worried because they have Esau, Yankiv. Warriors, he said, now Yosef was sort of that, because Yosef was born there. The Tugmi Gil was, there was a person that had a massive amount of Torah, and he didn't know he was going to get into the Machsan, so there was some Piker, he had to understand the Moshel, not very simple Moshel. There was a Piker, said, what's your problem? You don't have to fit it all in, just like one spark will burn up all the straw and you're finished. And then there's no Gacheles, and he's burning you've got Shalemes. It's possible to have a Gacheles without Shalemes. And says, please, since Eish, it's possible to have without Gacheles, it's considered Ein Boi Mamish, and yet the Torah is a Gachai for it. So it can't be Moin, because every Moin has some type of Mamoshes to begin with, whether it's Shoy, whether it's even the Ruach Kampem of the target, they all have some type of Mamoshes to begin with. So I can't compare it to Moin. I can't compare it to Chitzot. Why? Because in stasis, the yesh chet shem mamoshes ben shiber kli beruachiv. The person blows strongly on a kli and breaks it, there he damaged it without having any mamoshes.
Mainly, it's very compatible with Chetz. Eish, the Rishon Chitzov, Eish with Amma Moshes, is similar to Chetz with Amma Moshes. That comes every thesis. So, we've had thesis, but we've had different Shalom retrieve set, and different Shalom thesis. And I'll say the Kasha at the beginning of Seder, that how can a Gehenom say that Eish is comparable to, not comparable to Momoim, because there is no Mamoshes, and it is comparable to Chetz, even though Chetz have mamashas. The Yaakov said the chilek is because Chetz doesn't mean the Chetz of physical Chetz. Chetz just means the thing of the person's energy to begin with. That's what the Yaakov said. But Chetz is not even like that. They don't understand is Chetz means it's prone to actual Chetz. So what's the teret? Yes, there is by Chetz. You can have a case of Chetz without mamashas. The ruach coming out of it. That is the mamashas. We all come out of person in Mamoshes. I think in every other moment, you have Mamoshes. You should look after the source. And Eish is also possible without Mamoshes, because you can have Eish without Kacheles. You can have Eish, catches fire, it's a straw, whatever, you can have Eish without Kacheles. So maybe that's why Rabbi Yechon said, very nice, I want to compare Eish to. Okay? Ha'or Gedoyla. Does Rashi agree to Tosis? Does Rashi agree to Tosis? The Yechai for Eish, even if there's no Gecheles. This Rashi says at the top of the page, fourth line down, as the Otam says, you need a Gecheles. When she hears me by Gecheles, she ain't a Shiloh. You need some type of Gecheles. Rashi does. Focus on the Gacheles. There is the Gacheles. What's not coming into Rebbe Yechon Shloch Gish? In a case when you live with Gacheles She'in HaShalom, they're going to Rebbe Yechon, the Chayav and the Shloch should be brought up. Under Rashi, we are talking about Gacheles. We are talking about Gacheles.
That's what has my thought.
And still, the Rebbe Yechon said, Eben Mamoshes. Why? There's Gacheles in. We're talking about Gacheles, and still Rebbe Yechon said, Eben Mamoshes. Why? Why did the Gecheles? So Rashi says, Lashon Heves. Say that. So what's the difference to them? Now this is where, have to think back to what Shua said. Rashi said, Lashon Heves doesn't have a Moshes, even though there was a Gecheles. So surely that's the same as the Talmud here with the Ruach. The Ruach, even though there was a chicken, we say it's called Mamoshes. So why is Shal Heves considered doesn't have a Moshes? But the Ruach considered it does. Let's go back to the question again. I want to say as clear as possible. We've said Tesis. We've got Tesis. Okay, let's go to Tesis and then come back to Rashi. Let's go over Tesis. Tesis says what? Why is Eishoi considered that there's no Mamoshes in Eishoi? Says Tesis, because by Eish, you can have an Eish without Gacheles. And if there's an Eish without Gacheles, there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing, no mamoshes. And by chetz, you can have a chetz without mamoshes. Ruach on the pair. So those two are compatible. If eish and chetz, they go together. Mashenkin, momoi always has something you could look after. Why? Because even though Tanaga can create a ruach, but don't look at the ruach. Look at the Tanaga you should have looked after. And therefore, that's considered that is mamoshes. So anytime that there is something to begin with, it's considered mamoshes. And Eish is specifically where there's nothing to begin with. Right? If there would be a gacheles, then there would be mamoshes. But Eish can be even without gacheles. Eish can't be had because of the mamoshes. There's no mamoshes. If there would be a gacheles, then there would be mamoshes. The Eish can be had even without it, even when there's no mamoshes. That's going to be
retained. And that's because there's still even the person blowing it, he's out of a mazik because it's his koach. He blew.
Very, very good.
So it's still not without
it. Very, very good. Okay, very good. You know, I want to finish one line of thesis, and then maybe we'll address the Shua's point, and then I'll come back to Rashi because I don't want to confuse it. Say one more line of thesis. Hilkoch, since Eish and Odom are similar, since Eish and Chetz are similar, Hilkoch, Domina Dodi, they're similar. She'ein b'shneim mamoshes. Neither of them have mamoshes.
But Hamazik Sheposha Boy. The only Shia was in the Gufa Odom. The person that lit the fire, the person that blew the wind, that's the only Shia. In the Guf of the Mazik, there's no Guf, there's no Mamoshes. In the Ish, nothing. And in the Odom, it's the Ruach, no Mamoshes. That's Stasis. Stasis said, can't compare chicken to an Odom. Chicken, the chicken itself is Mamoshes. In the Ruach, there's no Mamoshes. Bring Yeshua. Why are you saying by the Ruach there's no Mamoshes? Ruach there is Mamoshes. What's Mamoshes by the Ruach? The person. Yeah, it's long, that's what it is. The thing generates in the wind. There's Mamoshes. Surely that's like the chicken. Yeah, that's the castle takes. So it's saying a chicken, the Ruach doesn't, but the chicken does. But when it comes to a person, the Ruach got no shaykhah to the person. Why? The person is generating the wind. Why is that not called the mamosh is there? Great question. And the answer is like this. There's a big difference between Momin Hamazik and Odom Hamazik. Why am I chayv for Momin Hamazik? If my Momin damages, why am I chayv? Do I have to look after my property? Why am I chayev for Odom Hamazik?
Because you did it.
Not because you have to look after it. Nothing to do with Odom. Because what you broke. Because what you broke. Right? What broke? You broke it. Right? Says Stasis. When we're talking about looking after something, they were saying that by chicken, you should have looked after it. That's my moshes. The fire, the ruach. The Ruach doesn't have Mamoshes, but it doesn't matter. The chicken, which you should have looked after, does. By a person's Ruach, is nothing to do with he should have looked after his goof. The reason why you have is because what the wind broke. That's all it is. It's nothing to do with the goof of a person. It's to do with what the wind broke. If there was a din, you have to look after your body, and you say, okay, the wind came from your body, and you were meant to look after. There's nothing to do with it. The reason why Adam's chayv to pay, because he broke it. Right. So the wind is considered the wind that broke it.
Well, all the other ones are grumped. We have an exception from the Torah that says you're going to be higher than this.
It's more than grumped. It's more than a mazik.
But if I'm low on some, that's a
grumped. Mom and a mazik is not doing grumped. A show is not grumped.
Sure, it's not grumped.
Sure. I didn't do anything. Grumped means I did something. I didn't do anything. The Torah says you should look after your pot. And if you didn't look after your pot, I have to pay. So the ishmir, the lack of shmir is what you're talking about. There has to be. The ruach is nothing. It's the chicken and the.
But there's room for onus in that case. If somebody. But like if I were instead of.
You're bringing unicorns, which is true, but I just want to finish up this one. This one, it's a terrific question, which is asked for that training, but they say this Teretz, it needs a little bit of thought behind it. But the Teretz is that when we say that Ruach from chicken is considered part of the chicken, that's because there was a Chiv Shmir on the chicken. And the reason why I'm Chai for any damage is that I should have looked after something. Then if you've got something physical, you should have looked after. Masha'in came by the Ruach coming out of the person's mouth, the reason why he's chayv is not because he should have looked after himself. The reason why he's chayv by Adam Amazi is because you broke it. So what broke it? What broke it was the wind. The wind is what broke it. And that doesn't have any mamoshes. It's not, it's the reason why he's chayv is you broke it. And there's no mamoshes on the thing that broke it. The thing that broke it, there's no mamoshes. So Mamela, that's how they want to answer their kasha. So that's why Odom, the Ruach of the pair is similar to Ish, neither than a Mamoshes, and that's why I want to compare it to Chitzu. Atkan Divi Tesis. Okay, I want to be mistaken Tesis. Tesis and the Kasha. Let's start off. What was Tesis? There were a few Kasha and Tesis. What was Tesis Kasha to begin with? Why are you telling me that Ish doesn't have Mamoshes? Boy has Mamoshes. Boy, you're high for Boy, there's no Mamoshes. You're high for Hevel. No two truths. What two truths here? Number one was
the second one, where it does that.
The first does, right? And the first Eretz. The by itself isn't mazik, and therefore Yochai here is the kachelis of carbon damage. The hemshach, but that you're going to be only if it's gomam moshes. That was point number one of Tesis. Point number two of Tesis is that what do you do about the ruach become fair? By the chickens, ruach become fair, and we see they are chayv even though there's no mamoshes. And Tesis asked on sumchus, as a disephus, which we mentioned, but Tesis asked on sumchus that we see, at least in Kyung, we see it, they are chayv even for the ruach. Tesis said, no, not have the ruach. Okay? We didn't look after your chicken. And there was a show, there was something here that there was something here to remember to have looked after, and he didn't look after it. Mashenka, and with all mowing, you have that. With all mowing, there's always something you should have looked after, apart from Ish. Like Ish, it could be a case, we've got a fire without anything you could have looked after. Without a gecheles, you can have an Ish without a gecheles. Since you can have an Ish without a gecheles, so the mamish no mamoshes. And yet you're chayim. If you have, let's say, a spark that hits straw, so the spark is not even gacheles.
Lightning bolt, or any kind of like.
Lightning bolt, you'll be tired. But let's talk about something that's spark.
Okay.
Spark is easy. Lightning bolt.
Okay, you take the spark.
Spark. It's that's a partish. So no gacheles. It goes out and it sets a fire, sets a blaze. A straw. So there's no gacheles here, but yet there is shaheles. And yet gachayev. Gacheles ain't remarish. So there's no gacheles, and yet gachayev. So you see, you can have shaheles without a gacheles. So there you see, even though I wasn't pishah at all on anything physical, I'm going to be chayev. That's not the same as mowing. Since this is, but it's the same as chayes. Why? Because chayes you can have without mamoshes. How can you have that bug blurring?
So a person striking the flint is the same thing as a person blowing, basically, because you're generating either air to break something or you're generating a spark, but you're generating
something. Yes, there's some koyach here, koyach and mazik that doesn't have any mamoshes that we can compare to.
Why is
Why is it not grammar? Yeah. Grammar means something which is disconnected from me.
So,
if by blowing it breaks it,
if a person runs quickly past,
let's say someone's got corona and he blows over food, it damages that food because now it's covered over in that virus. That's not grammar. He's put onto this food, this virus. I mean, it's a nicotine, it's not wrong. And then it's an example. Somebody's got a wad of notes next to the seaside or next to a stream, and it blows on it and it makes the thing blow into the water. So it's almost like it's a nicotine. There's no mamoshes here. It's blow, so it's like sheets. So that's similar to shalas. You make up some other cases where you blow. But something we're blowing is nothing. Okay, that's what we wanted to learn today. Kedai to do chazara. And if somebody's got time to read this with the shir, it's also kedai, because there are lots of points mentioned in the shir, kedai to do chazara. And the mi'at Hashem, we hope to move forward as well a little bit. La'at, la'at, as they say. There's a taste as well, like godish, which we missed out because it hasn't yet come. It's coming up to it soon. You have to do the Gemara, carry on over and over again the Gemara. So from where? From Tanan. From where we're up to the meeting of Tanan HaKelev. It's first word of the line is Tanan HaKelev. Try and get till the Gemara of Toshma, third line down on the base. Okay, third line down on the base. And it takes us in what we can, the Adi Aduye, Rabbi Yechonon, the Avamaylo. Right. Please feel free to come and discuss in some help. Small instances of circus and Mirza Shem. Ish the area in Milchazak. You have seen from Maxim?
I think leads today.
So probably
hopefully shouldn't say
it. They may be allowed together a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
That's good then, bud.
Excellent.
So Tuesday, 9:30.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Did you get the two times first?